Thought for today. My reputation is never seen. It is inside of me. My reputation is never seen. It is inside of me. Had you ever thought about that? My reputation is never seen. It's inside of me. Think about that. Our reputations, we think, are what we wear outside of us, and that people know us by our reputation. They know us by how we talk and how we think and how we act and how we live and how we project ourselves into our society and what sort of responsibility do we take in life and how do we stand up for the conditions that we say are important to us. That's what we think is our reputation. But our reputation truly is far greater than that. This greater is the wrong word there. It is far more. It is different. It is different than that. And the reason that I mean that it's different than that is that the outer is only a manifestation of what's going on inside of us. If we are a trustworthy person in the outer, we will be trustworthy. If we are a joyful person who is filled with response and respect and admiration for ourselves, we will be filled with admiration, joy, and respect and response to other people. If we are a sensitive, caring person who is always interested in how another person feels relative to our remarks and the things that we say, then we will act in that way. We will never be a thoughtless bore. We'll never be a person who takes advantage of another person who has emotional problems or so forth. And yet, we still do that. We still do that. And that's an indication of our reputation. That's perhaps a greater indication of what our reputation is than anything on earth. You all know politicians are out to win the office. And they want to win the office not because they want to make America into a better place or the world into a better place, but because they have some personal little areas that they would like to express. They would like to help the world. They would like to help mankind. They would like to help their nation to express a better attitude toward things. But you see, I'm using that word help as I'm using it because this is sticking our nose in other people's business. Now, if they would like to build streets and highways because this is a good thing to do and because they would like to use them, hey, cool. If they would like to improve the court system because they, should they ever come under the court's eye, would like to have the most fair, adequate, honest, sincere court system that's available. And so, unfortunately, in politics, it's a matter of, this is my project, and you have a project, so we'll cooperate on each other's projects so we can get the projects through. And I may not agree with your project, but I'll go along with it if you agree with my project and go along with it. And that's sort of showing, perhaps, the rottenest type of character that any human being can have. Because if we are going to, well, that's the way politics is done. That's the way politics is done. That's the way business is done. That's the way the world goes. Yes, yes, I know that. I know that only too well. But when does a man of integrity, a man of true reputation, come along? A man who sells his project based upon it and gets people enthused upon it, based upon it. And he would never vote for another congressman, senators, or assemblyman, or anybody else's project just to get them to vote for his project. Do you understand that? This is a very serious indictment on our reputation. Oh, I have a good reputation. I have never stolen. I have never done anything that's gotten me in trouble with the law. I've always been in harmony with everything. Oh, I have a good reputation. Well, are you familiar with Nelson Mandela? Nelson Mandela got in trouble with the law. Nelson Mandela spent most of his adult years in prison. Nelson Mandela was a rebel for certain beneficial things that he felt were good for Africa, and he fought for them. And because he was on the other side, his political opponents put him in prison. And all the time he was in prison, instead of being mean and saying that he was, you know, given a bad rap, he just continually spoke out on behalf of who he believed in, the people. You see, Nelson Mandela was interested in Africa being Africa for everybody, not just for the blacks, not for the whites, not for this group or that group, but for everybody, because it's a free country. And just like Africans can go to other countries and they would like to have certain respect and freedom, so in their own country they would like to have respect and freedom. So if they want respect and freedom, they have to give respect and freedom to others. And so this is what he taught, this is what he proposed, this is what he spoke about. And when he got out of prison, because he was such a man of integrity, such a man of personal reputation within himself, at no time did he fall into the trap of all the other prisoners. At no time did he fall into the trap of picking on other people because of his bad lot. He used that as a time of renewal for himself, a time of growth and expansion of his own character. His label was not too bad, political prisoner, but a political prisoner can have their head cut off just as quick as anybody else, maybe quicker, because they're a thorn in the side of certain people who are in power. So that's not a happy situation to be a political prisoner. Stalin in Russia wiped out 35 million people, and most of them were political prisoners, people who were opposed to his regime. Opposed to his direction in life. Interesting, huh? Okay. Now, what about you? Where is your real reputation? Where is your real in-depth self? Where are you? What do you believe? What do you do? What do you feel is the most important thing in the world for yourself? Well, if you stop and think, your personal integrity should never be able to be bought. Your dignity, integrity, your reputation should never be able to be bought. Many people sell it quite readily. They will jump onto any side that's winning or any side that could mean money in their pockets. And when they do that, they show only too well what a weak character they have, what a weak reputation they have, how they will go with wherever the will goes. They will go wherever the wind is blowing. They don't really care. Now, you have to come to terms with yourself. Reputation is, do you take the biggest piece of cake from the plate? Reputation is, do you say something after someone asks you, please don't say anything more? Do you persist in being obnoxious after someone says, please, that's enough? Do you persist in having your own way? Now, having your own way is not necessarily always bad, but do you persist in that? Are you able to be master of yourself? And in being master of yourself, you can agree with your adversary quickly. You say, well, I can't agree with him because that's not what I mean. You agree with him rightly. They might come along and say, this is a terrible place. This is a rotten place. Everybody is doing wrong things here. And you say, oh, that's so terrible. You're right. Everybody's doing wrong things here. Let's get out of here. We don't want to be here. Or you agree with your adversary quickly and you say, hey, you may be right. Now, where do you think we could improve? Where do you think we could make this a better place so it could fulfill its purpose? Do you have any suggestions? We're open to suggestions because we're always growing. We're always expanding our character, wanting to fulfill more the needs of individuals who come here. Do you have a suggestion? And like I've said to you before, when you tell a person, do you have a suggestion? Already, you make them your mentor. You make them your friend. You make them into somebody who's telling you how to be a better person, not just saying that you are unredeemable. And you see, we are unredeemable when we feel that somebody is making bad comments about us and we can't take it. But when we feel that someone is making comments about us and we say, maybe there's something to this that I hadn't recognized. Maybe I have some area to grow here. Maybe I have some area to expand my character and improve my own inner reputation. Always agree with your adversary quickly. People find that very unusual and very unique, but it's very true. It's very true. When you agree with your adversary quickly, they do not remain your adversary. They remain a totally different being in your world, whether they're a friend or not, or whether they're associate or whatever. They're totally different. Stand up for your reputation. Stand up for your integrity. Always know who and what you are. And like it. Because certainly you don't like your reputation. Why should anyone else? Now, what things might a good reputation include? Well, this may not be according to some of your attitudes about reputation in the past, but I think you'll see it for now. A person with a good reputation has a smile on their face. What? Hey, I've seen a lot of people with smiles on their face that have a pretty bad reputation. That's true. But a person with a good reputation, just because bad people have a smile on their face doesn't make the smile bad. The smile is good. So get a smile on your face. That's one of the steps to being in a good reputation. Now, when you give something away, give it without expectation that it will be appreciated. When you give something, do not look for someone else to understand why you're doing it, what reason you're doing it for, and how they must use it if they're to be worthy of you having given it to them. Hey, take it. Take it and enjoy. You say you want to borrow my book? Here, take it. I'm done with it or almost done with it, so go ahead, take it. You say you want my extra hamburger on my plate? Go right ahead. You might have been hungry for it, but hey, if you create someone asking for it, give it to them. If we create someone asking for something, we should give it to them. So if we create poor people around us asking for all of our money, we should give it to them? Well, if that's what you want to do, create poor people around you, what do you want to do? Anybody? Create rich people around you. Create abundant people around you. Create people, as the one fellow said, who was that? He sat on the plane and he was flying somewhere. And he was coming from Guyana or somewhere. And this person was in the lobby of the airport getting ready to get on the plane too. And it was a very raunchy looking woman. And she was wearing old clothing, and she'd just been on a field trip. She looked like she just should have stayed, you know, home, and she was not dressed for traveling. Her hair was undone. She looked very mangy. And so this fellow said, gee, I hope she doesn't get on mine. That was Roland, wasn't it? Yeah. I hope she doesn't get on and sit next to me. So she sat next to him, of course. She had the seat. And so she sat next to him, and he was reading a book, a metaphysical book. And she looked at the title, and she says, oh, what is that? And he says, it's a metaphysical book. Something you would know nothing about, you know. His nose was up in the air. And she says, oh, how interesting. She says, have you read this? Have you read that? Have you read this? And a few other books that he hadn't read, of course. And he said, oh, and what do you do? He said to her. She said, I'm an adjunct professor at, say, Harvard University, and I'm just on a leave. I just took a vacation, and I was on a field trip out in the back country doing some projects. You know, you can't believe in appearances. You look at appearances and you think to yourself, oh my goodness, you know, that's terrible this or good that. And it ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. We were at my seminar in New Jersey, in Brooklyn there, and at the seminar, most of the people were dressed in nines. Gorgeous dresses, gorgeous suits, impeccably dressed, beautifully. And several of the people who should have been nicely dressed weren't. And I saw them coming in looking rather mangy, and I thought to myself, that's interesting. And then I thought, well, okay, let it go. But then when it came picture time, and you looked at the pictures of these people, people dressed gloriously, just impeccable, next to people who were rather casual. And it made you think to yourself, does that person really respect themselves, or were they making a statement? And what kind of statement would it be if you wear mangy clothes to a very respectable activity? You're saying, I don't like me, or I don't like that activity. I would not be seen at that activity wearing nice clothes, because if I were seen at that activity wearing nice clothes, I would be seeming to endorse that activity, you know? So, we have to be very careful. We have to be very careful. Just like the adjunct professor sitting next to Roland in the plane. He had no idea who she was. She looked just like a bag lady, you know, like someone who really wasn't interested in anything except just living from day to day. And he found out she was quite different. When we don't respect ourselves and we don't respect others, we find that our reputation is sort of on the line. Because people look at the outer and they say, perhaps the inner man is like that. Because that's what they're really saying. So you say, well, Herb, you don't often dress very special. You dress very casual. And yes, I do. I dress very casual. But my reputation, I have never allowed to be based on my clothing. As all of you know, I have a closet full of clothing that I could dress like a sheik if I wanted to. I don't know how a sheik dresses, but I could dress very, very, very beautiful if I chose. But that has never been a problem for me. Never been something that I was particularly hung up with. But what is it that showed outwardly about me? Was it my clothing? Or was it my smile? Or was it my attitude? Or was it my words? You see, clothing is important. But like our adjunct professor, She was a grand professor, highly paid, on a fine university, a prestigious university, and she was dressed very casual. And all she had to do was open her mouth, and everyone knew that she was a woman of quality. She was a woman of education. She was a woman of means. She was a fantastic lady, but she just did her own thing. So you see, I'm not talking about our clothing, although it could include that. But what I am talking about is our personal integrity, our personal reputation. It's never seen. It's on the inside of us. But we do give little evidence of it now and then. As they say, if you met people at a nudist camp and you had no idea what they were because their uniforms, their clothing, the manner in which they would express themselves would have given them away, and you see them without it, then you think nothing of it. And later on you find out you were talking to the Pope, or you were talking to the president of some major corporation, or you were talking to a society lady, or you were talking to a housewife, or you're talking to anybody. You'd never know. You'd never know. Because the people themselves are the beauty of their personal character. The outer exhibit of their clothing could be a telltale thing, and it could not, depending upon what they wanted to portray. Now, our reputation is never seen, believe it. But who you are speaks so loud that the world cannot hear what you say you are. So be that who you are. That's so beautiful, so dynamic, so forceful, so powerful, that you will never forget it. My reputation is never seen. It is inside of me. My reputation is never seen. It is inside of me. Have a wonderful day. I love you.